A delegation of European Union foreign ministers, followed by a visit by French President Nicolas Sarkozy within 24 hours, are leading off a new round of diplomatic activity here in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, as Arab public opinion continues to call for an immediate halt to hostilities in Gaza. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait says President Mubarak has sent messages to Israel via diplomatic channels urging it to, in his words, return to the language of reason. Abu Ghait also says Egypt is hosting a delegation from the militant Palestinian Hamas movement, which controls Gaza, to discuss how to reach a ceasefire with Israel.
He says Egypt has asked Hamas to send a delegation with authority to negotiate to Cairo to discuss how to achieve a ceasefire and to mediate some sort of inter-Palestinian reconciliation with the rival Fatah faction of President Mahmoud Abbas. Damascus-based Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal has said on several occasions that his group will no longer recognize the legitimacy of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas when his term in office officially ends on January 9th. Hamas is also demanding that all 6 border crossings into Gaza be opened for a ceasefire to be concluded. Egypt, on the other hand, wants both the European Union and President Abbas' Fatah faction to control the crossings before they can reopen. To further complicate the situation, Damascus-based Islamic Jihad leader Ramadan Abdullah Shallah insists that such a solution will be opposed by his group, and Hamas and foreign observers will be treated as hostile forces. He says that anyone contemplating such an international solution and thinking of sending their sons to Gaza as part of an international force should be warned that the resistance will consider them an enemy come to protect Israel. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has shuttled across the Middle East during the past week to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza, accused Israel of not respecting a truce that was being negotiated with Hamas. He accused Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert of not respecting Turkey's role in the diplomatic mission as well. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, on a visit to Ankara, declared that Damascus had broken off indirect peace talks with Israel out of respect for the people of Gaza. Indirect peace talks with Israel, he says, were supposed to be conducted in the absence of any Israeli military actions, so he said it was normal to cut off talks when Israel brutally attacked Gaza. Arab demonstrators, meanwhile, continue to take to the streets in various cities, putting further pressure on mediators to reach a ceasefire. For the second day, demonstrators in Beirut tried to break through a barbed wire to reach the U.S. embassy, but were turned back by riot police. In the Persian Gulf, Qatar's Emir Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani told Al Jazeera TV that a disputed emergency Arab summit should be held at week's end if no diplomatic solution to the Gaza crisis is reached before then. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.